For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. In February 2018, former Michigan State University president Cecil Mackey died at age 89. Mackey led MSU from 1979 to 1985 after having served as president of Texas Tech University and the University of South Florida. Mackey was also a military veteran who served in the U.S. Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. Today, Mr. Mackey will be buried with honors as an Air Force captain at Arlington National Cemetery. I asked his daughter, Carol Mackey Schaefer, to reflect on a man who devoted his whole life to public service.
He was military all the way, although his duty was all stateside and more in the intellectual capacity in establishing the economics department at the Air Force Academy in Colorado. He never saw combat, but he was a trained pilot. He was a Navy cadet, and he was a commander of several units as he went through his service.
Carol, who was the man, who was the father that nobody at MSU knew that you knew?
Oh, my gosh, that's such a loaded question, Kevin. But my father was the dichotomy to me because I always looked up to him as the smartest man in the world. But he was also a very, very loving family man for whom nothing about family was a sacrifice or a burden. It was always his choice. He had a wicked sense of humor that many people didn't get to see fully. We saw this almost childlike side of him that made the family experience full and really exciting.
He was also in public service in the federal government in the 1960s for two presidents. And in 1967, he was pretty instrumental in establishing a cabinet-level department. Tell me about that.
My father was an attorney, and he was really adept at writing policy and drafting bills and laws. And he had a bent towards transportation, having been a pilot and having worked for what became the Federal Aviation Administration. And he and some other folks drafted the bill to create the Department of Transportation in the late 60s. And Dad was named the first Assistant Secretary for Policy Development of the federal department.
We're talking with Carol Mackey Schaefer, the daughter of the late Dr. Cecil Mackey, who served as president of Michigan State University from 1979 to 1985. Carol, you were telling me before we started this recording that you have two diplomas that bear your father's name.
Yes, sir. That's correct. I have my bachelor's degree from Texas Tech University in economics, and that has my father's signature on it. Just a side note, our graduation was in our living room with just my mother and my father. And Mom was the photographer. Dad handed me my diploma, which he had signed, and that was fun. My master's degree is from Michigan State University in communications. And my father handed me that diploma, too, when I walked the ceremony in 1985.
He stayed at MSU for many, many years after his presidency. What was it about the Spartan community that compelled him to stay for a little over 30 years?
He loved everything about Michigan State. He loved teaching. He loved the students. He loved the community. And my parents loved East Lansing. And that just really drove him to be the best professor he could be and change lives through his teaching. And when he died, he was preparing for the next term to teach. He never quit.
Wow. Carol Mackey Schaefer is the daughter of the late Dr. Cecil Mackey, president of Michigan State University from 1979 to 1985. Mr. Mackey will be buried today at Arlington National Cemetery with full military honors. Carol, thank you so much for your time and best of luck to you.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you so much.
In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.